If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
Hey guys, today I have Emily Taylor with me. She is from collagequilter.com. I think I got that right. She's a collage quilting artist. She does phenomenal work, you guys. So today we're going to talk with her about her book. She has two books. She said she's actually even in the middle of updating book one. We're going to talk about her books, talk about what she's got in them. I think it's going to be pretty fun. I always love talking to people who have books because it's fun, you guys. So fun. So Emily, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit and then tell us the names of your books and then we can dive in from there?
Sure. Thank you again for having me, Karina. It's always fun to chat with you. I dove into collage quilting just not very long ago, and immediately I was approached by a publisher who said, hey, we'd love to have you write a book about what you're doing, you know, collage quilting. And so I got the contract, and I was just about to sign the contract with them when I met with another friend of mine who had self-published, and she said, you've got to self-publish. And so that's what I did. So I wrote my first book, which is called Collage Quilter Essentials for Success. And that is the book that I'm now in the process of updating, because in the 3 years that I've been doing this, I have innovated a lot and I've learned so much. It's my goal to really, really become an artist, and I push myself every single day. I'm working and learning, and so I felt like I needed to update my book. And then my second book is called Take Flight, and this is specifically for making the quilt that you see behind me. It features my parchment pressing technique to make, how many birds? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 birds. I'm a bird lover, and so that was kind of a natural thing that I wanted to create in a collage quilt. So those are my books, and I don't know if I should announce it here or not, but
we want an announcement, Emily. If you have the inside scoop, we want to hear it.
I have plans for my third book, which will come out, I'm hoping, by next spring. And if some of my people might follow me, know about the critters that I'm working on. Karina, what I did back in April was I put myself on a 30-day creative challenge, because you've probably heard this and you know this because you're a designer, that the more you design, the better your outcome is going to be. It's not about quality more, it's about quantity, because those people who produce the quantity actually end up creating the quality. So in fact, it was kind of this, I read an article in Inc. magazine about the 70-20-10 rule. And that is that 70% of the work that we do will be mediocre, 20% of the work we do will be subpar, and 10% will be brilliant. And so in order to hit as many of that brilliant, you know, pieces of art that are in that brilliant category, we have to just produce a lot. And so I put myself on this creative challenge for the month of April, and it was hard to come up with ideas every day to work on. But out of that came this, I discovered how much I love creating little critters, big size, macro size, so like ladybugs and beetles and snails and stuff like that. And so The Critters are going to be my third book, and that's going to be coming out in the spring. And so that's the next one.
That sounds amazing. And everything I really hope I have a lot of Design Suite members listening, because that is exactly the format for which we do all of our work. We're just produce, because there does come a point where it's like we just produce, and then there will be these moments of brilliance where you produce stuff that is just phenomenal. But you can't get there unless you've produced all of this stuff that leads along to that point. So that was brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that, Emily. Okay, so you've given us the inside scoop on your third book, which sounds amazing. Lots of critters. Tell us a little more about your first book.
Okay, so the first book, I felt like I couldn't find. So I love to invest in books that have been written by artists and designers. And in fact, I do a weekly live video on Facebook, and this week I'm going to be doing a book review because I love to buy books and creators. And I've had Susan Carlson, who it was her book that inspired me in the direction that I'm going right now. Back in 2017, when I lost everything, and I picked up her book called Serendipity Quilts, and I read it cover to cover, and I just couldn't get enough of it. And so I forgot the question that you asked me, Karina, but I just got
tell me about your first book. Oh, where did the first book come from?
Okay. So after reading her book, I dove in and was like, you know what? I wish I would have known these things. I want to know the differences between adhesives, and can I use glue, and what's the best, what are the best scissors, and what's the best fusible web? And so I couldn't find that, even though I was super inspired by Susan's book, I couldn't find something that just had the basic essentials for success with collage quilts that talked about not only color theory, but products that are out there and how to use those products and how to select fabric, how to apply color theory to fabric selection. And then of course, method. So that's what the first book does. It's just the very basics that walks you through all of those things that I think are essential for becoming a collage quilter.
Okay, that is awesome. So it does sound like if you are first getting into this, that people want that first book. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Absolutely. Like to know what the right tools are, right? To get started. So it doesn't feel like a hot mess, because I'll start something sometimes and then I don't have the correct tools. So then I feel like it's all on me. Like I didn't do a good job.
Right.
And when it's just the tools, right? Like getting.
And not that there are there's not a ton of investment. It's really good scissors, how to select fabric, a pattern, and glue. Like those are the tools, but you kind of need to know how they work and what to do with them to be successful.
Okay, so cool. So then book two is about the birds. So is it mostly about pattern and method, like how to do it correctly?
So there are two different ways that I make collage quilts. One is with a foundation panel. So that is, like I showed you before, applying pieces of fabric to a foundation panel. The other way to create a collage quilt that I innovated myself after I had produced the first book was using parchment paper. Parchment paper is a heat resistant non-stick surface, so that when I create a collage on this, then I press it, then I can peel it off all in one piece like a sticker. And so
good.
That is what I used to create the birds. And I needed to be able to explain, you know, do detailed photography about how to do that. And so it really focused on this method. Plus it's got all the bird, you know, it's got the birds in the pattern. So it's a how to create these birds using the parchment pressing method.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So it is a totally different method. And the thing she's referring to, you guys, is she was on my podcast a few weeks ago, and she shows us this amazing digital print that you can get in her store at collagequilter.com. And then I don't know, do you send a panel out, or do they
get the digital file? How does that work, Emily?
I have both. I provide digital patterns for my international customers or anybody that just wants to buy a digital. Mm-hmm. But then the physical pattern contains the pre-printed foundation panel.
Okay. And so it sounds like you can get it either way. And so she has this wonderful digital panel that you can create your collages on. So that's what she showed for her first method. The second method, she just showed a piece of parchment paper with a piece on it with like all the different fabrics in the shape of a teapot. So Kate, seriously, so good. So here's the question I've kind of had at the back of my head. How long does it take you to make one of these quilts?
You know, that is a great question. It depends on the project. Some of my more advanced art quilts, I probably put 100 hours into. So my horse and my grizzly, I spent 100 hours, but like this one back here that you see in the background, I've been working on it this, let's see, what's today? I've only been working on it for a few days.
Okay.
And, you know, 4 hours at a time for a few days. So maybe 20 to 30 hours, I'd say. So, and that's a pretty big one. Something like this, I can get done in a couple hours, and that can be just a piece of framed art, or I can add it to a pieced quilt. So it really depends on the size and the, how realistic I want the project to be.
Okay, so cool. Kate, guys, I'm so glad Emily came on the show. Emily and she just found out that I actually moved very, very close to her.
Our kids are going to swim together.
I know, we just got our kids are both on the high school team. I mean, mine is coming in, hers already is. So that it's been super fun. Okay, you guys, Emily, will you tell everyone where they can find you if they want to get into collage quilting?
Yeah. So, the kind of the hub for my, my products, my books, my education, my social media is my website, collagequilter.com. And then from there, you can find my books, my patterns, my video tutorials, and my social media. You know, I have YouTube and Facebook groups. So, but Collage Quilter is the best place to go.
Collagequilter.com, you guys, go check it out. If you are interested, go check out her Instagram feed because you can go see all the quilts she's creating. It will make you want to get into this, which is so fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the show, Emily, and we will see you guys later.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.